الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, and the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Allah bless you, brothers and sisters. It is an honor to be with you again in such an occasion, such a beautiful occasion. The occasion of the ascension, the mab'ath of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And as I recall, the last time that I was here, I started the exegesis, the tafsir of the Holy Quran. In the last session, I have finished A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Ar-Rajim. And Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, brothers and sisters, the subject of today is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. What lies in these words? In four words, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Four words, but very, very deep. Extremely spacious in meanings. What does it mean? Now first it is Alhamd. What does Alhamd mean? Second, it is Rabb. Third, it is Alhamdulillah. Third is Rabb. Fourth is Al-Alameen. If we look at Alhamd, what does hamd means in English? Have you ever thought of what does it mean? Now, what it means in English? What does subhan means in Arabic? What is the difference between these two? What would it be, inshallah, but educational? When you say subhanallah, we have many verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls or commands, sabbih, ism rabbika al-a'la. That's a command. Or yusabbihu. Or sabbaha. What does subhan means? What does alhamd means? Mind you, if you get into a mystic a little bit, and you would like to know who is our creator? Who is this great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we say Allahu Akbar before every prayer, and we try to put nothing in front of us, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is greater than everything, we should know what are His characteristics. If you know the characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to divide them into two different sections. One is called in Arabic now, Sifatillah al-Thubutiyyah. The characteristics that has been characterized Allah with. We characterize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with certain characteristics in which we say names. In which, when you begin anything in your life, you say be what? Be ismillah. Here ism, which is the name of Allah, is the characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when I discuss Sifatullah, some was called Sifatullah al-Thubutiyyah, characterized Allah with, and the second is Sifatullah al-Salbiyyah. Now what does that mean? Sifatullah al-Salbiyyah. Sifatullah al-Salbiyyah means the names of the or the characteristics that we should not we should subtract Allah from these characteristics, such as astaghfirullah, lying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a liar, he does not need to lie. You know who lies? The weak lies. Al-Jaban, the one who is afraid, as they say, the chicken. Right? Say chicken and they announce it. The chicken needs to lie. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need to lie. Stealing is astaghfirullah rabbi wa tawbah. Stealing is not, we should, you know, these characteristics does not ever been put or named with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Deceiver, for instance, al-kha'in wal-iyadu billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not deceive anyone. Unjust, for instance. I mean, we can go many names. You know what I mean? Can I give you a quick story? It says, one day, he went to one of the khalifas. Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum assalam. How are you? Fine, alhamdulillah. كيف أصبحت? How are you? He said, I have characteristics that even Allah doesn't have. What are you talking about? كيف أصبحت? The khalifa became upset. So what? Look at him, what he's saying. He's saying blasphemy. Chop his head, beat him up, take him out. This Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi, as usual, the savior of humanity after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was sitting down there and said, well, wait a minute now, what are you taking the guy for? He said, let's see what he's saying. Give him a chance, just because he said, I have characteristics that even Allah doesn't have, doesn't mean that we should kill him. He said, what are you talking about? He said, well, sir, what I'm saying is I do have characteristics that Allah doesn't have, such as, for instance, a liar. Allah is not a liar, but I am. Right? Allah is never a cheater, but I am. And so forth. You know, he went through the characteristics. We do have these characteristics. Now, once, now, this is the meaning of Subhan. Once we would like to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clean and clear from these bad characteristics, we say Subhan. You know, when somebody, for instance, lies, say Subhanallah, I don't believe in that. That's lie, for instance, you know. يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ Subhanallah. Subhanallah means Allah is not. So Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wa Allahu Akbar. You know, in the third and fourth rak'ah usually instead of al-Fatiha, we say Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wa Allahu Akbar. So now that is Subhanallah. What we are trying to do, brother, is to explain what's the meaning of alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. So next time when we read al-Fatiha in our prayers, there will be a wait, because you are aware, mutawajjih, of what you are saying. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So, Subhan means Allah is not. Munazzah. Rabbil Arbab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is munazzah from lying, cheating, and whatever, you know, that we have discussed. Now, when we say Alhamd, where are we getting that into? What are we saying? Alhamdulillah. When we say Alhamdu means, now in English, some places they say praise be to Allah, right? Some places they say thanks be to Allah. Now, what is it? Is it praise? Is it thanks? You know, in actual reality, it is all of the above. You know, Alhamd means thana, means you praise Allah and you thank Him. Thank Him for what? Thank Him because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Now Allah is what? If you really would like to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go to dua. Which dua? Dua that we read, Laylatul Qadr. What do we need, read? I know we need to read several du'as, right? Laylatul Qadr. What do we read? We read du'a al-jawshan al-kabir. The great shield. Truly, this du'a is the great shield. This du'a puts all of the characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, some of them we know. And the reason why I took the Holy Quran today, you know, I saw at the beginning, they put some of the names. These are only some. Some of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we see a name like Ar-Rahman, say Alhamdulillah, right? Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus. And we go, in Dua al-Jawshan, you read it now, of course the subject is not Dua al-Jawshan today, so I don't want to get into that one. But you will see 1,001 beautiful names of our beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, among them, you know among them? Ya Jaleesa man la Jaleesa lah. Such a beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Habib man la Habib. You know, there are certain times, brothers, truly, truly we think that God Almighty, I don't have anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that moment, Allah should be right there. Ya Jaleesa man la Jaleesa. Ya Habib man la Habib. Ya Tabib man la Tabib. You know, sometimes truly you feel that you are alone, alone, alone. Who should you turn to the one that is with you all the time. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. So, inshallah, when also we read Dua al-Jawshan, we fill our hearts with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, today, as I was sitting down with one of the brothers in which I'm honored, that they asked me to come to your beautiful session right here, and we were sitting down, and he mentioned this hadith. He said, my servant, Abdi, my servant. No. La yasa'uni samawati wal ard. Neither the heavens, the skies. And do you know when I say skies, what am I saying? Brothers, today, science had reached. Science. What is science? Allah made and created the science. These laws, rules, and regulations, he made them. As they have discovered, they said, well, somehow there is an end to this universe. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنَّا لَمُسَعُونَ, sure, I'm making it bigger and bigger and bigger, but okay, this is what science had reached. And it said, if somebody would like to travel from one end to the other of this tangible, touchable universe, you need a ship that goes the speed of light, and you need to go 430 trillion, trillion years. Now, if you know what's the meaning of a trillion, sit down and count the zeros. 430 million, trillion, wow. That is long space. How big am I? This huge Allah is saying, this universe does not contain me. Watch it. Know it. This humongous cosmos, I'm bigger than this cosmos. But, وَلَكِنْ يَسَعْنِي قَلْبُ عَبْدِي الْمُؤْمِنِ. But Allah, right there. So say Alhamdu Lillah with this weight. With this weight. That this is the one that I am praising. This is the one that I'm thanking. Alhamdulillah. Thanks and praise. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should do that before every prayer. Before every dua. Matter of fact, if you guys read dua, right? All of you read dua. You see, at the beginning, Amir al-Mu'mineen, our crown and master, salamullahi alayhi, he begins. وسعت رحمته كل شيء وقوته and so forth as we read it anyway. So this is the meaning of Alhamd. Alhamd means I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what he has. Now lillah. I discussed a little bit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the word Allah for himself. What is the meaning of Allah? How did it evolve from Allah to Allah? You know, this is in another place. Alhamdulillah. Now let's get into the word Rabb. What does Rabb mean? Now again, I ask everybody, what's the meaning of Rabb? They say it means Lord. Okay, what is the meaning of Lord in English? Well, I don't know. I guess it means the Lord of the castle, the Lord of the establishment, the company. But what about in Arabic? What about in Arabic as we read? What does it mean? It means discipline. Tarbiyah. Matter of fact, the Jewish faith, they call their imams rabbis because they make tarbiyah. It's supposed to be tarbiyah. Brothers, tarbiyah is one of the hardest, truly, one of the heaviest characteristics that a person can have. We say, okay, tarbiyah, what does tarbiyah mean? It is very heavy duty. Now, if somebody would like to be a murabbi, per se, first he's going to put a few characteristics on himself. In fact, he's going to put a lot of characteristics in himself. When somebody would like to discipline, especially a human being, let alone Allah, so that he said, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alameen. Not only humans, but everything in this cosmos. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a tool for the Sayyid al-Alameen. And that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And I used for this way of tarbiyah someone that is a tool. Now, since tarbiyah is really harsh, tarbiyah is a tough profession that a person could have. That's why our children, the higher we are in the rank of tarbiyah, the better we bring children up. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with all of his power, he brought four complete people as fully disciplined. Who are these? Ahlul Bayt, of course. Is Ahlul Bayt? After Rasulullah, we have five Ahlul Bayt, right? Now, he himself is Rasulullah, and the other four are Amir al-Mu'mineen, Fatima al-Zahra, Imam al-Hasan, and Imam al-Husayn, Shaykh, salamullahi alayhi.
This is
So, Rasulullah, the pride that he takes, that he brought these four up. Now, if we would like to be murabbiyat, if you would like to hold the position of tarbiyah, after all of us have children. True? Isn't that right? Okay. Since all of us have children, what do we have? Now, I know that I'm not Allah, but I'm supposed to be closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What am I saying? Being close. Act like Allah. Okay? How? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a Rahim. Act like Rahim. Little bit by little bit, put that rahmah in your heart and go for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim. Go and learn and learn and learn and learn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is haseeb. Go again, learn the basics of muhasaba of someone or something and learn it and so forth. Because we also, كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. All of you are shepherds and all of you are responsible for the sheep. All of you. I mean, truly, a lot of times I said, well, no, look what's happening. Oh, I don't care, it's not my son. How about humanity? The responsibility toward humanity. Do I have responsibility toward humans? To discipline? Yes, I do. That is why in Islam we do have two branches of Islam, that what's it called? Al-Amr al-Ma'ruf and what?
Al-Nahy
al-Munkar. Isn't that true? Now if I do have, so it is, it shrinks down to discipline. You know, when you nahi, you make, you forbid someone. You're going to do it the right way though. You're going to do with the principles of tarbiyah. You should not just go and attack the subject, because what you do is, it could be the opposite. The effect could be the opposite. When you would like to make tarbiyah for someone, you gotta know how to do it. Now, knowing how, what is the requirement? We discussed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has about 1,001 characteristics, and probably has a lot more. You know, this is the 1,001 that Allah revealed to us in Dua al-Jawshan. But before you start tarbiyah, you should be alim. You should be knowledgeable about the basics of tarbiyah, right? Yes. How can I tarbiyah? Go and study, go learn.